The countdown's on to the biggest show in Australian TV, our beloved MAFS returns, Married at First Sight. Hopeful singles putting their reputations on the line to wed a stranger on national TV. And right now we're joined by somebody who's lived through the experience. She was a bride last year, one of our faves. Welcome to The Pulse, Melinda Willis.
Woo! Hello, no, thank you for having me. Hello.
Great to have you on, mate. I tell you what, I remember you quite clearly from last season. I'm a big MAFS watcher. You actually are my partner's favourite. She loved you so much. She was always batting for
that's
you.
So good.
She's like, I love my glam girl. She's so glam. She's so hot. Like, yeah, she was a big fan the whole time.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You've been very busy since you finished MAFS. What's life been like for the past year?
Oh my gosh, I've been so busy. And the year just flew by. Like, to know that the new season is literally days away, I'm like, whoa, I'm still in a bit of a whirlwind from mine.
Yeah.
So I've been launching new products and opening a new salon and hiring a big team, and it's just been go, go, go. So.
Amazing. No surprise. Yeah. I mean, that was kind of your thing when you went on the show. You were a businesswoman and you were paired with, I'll just remind people, you were paired with Leighton, who was a bit of a businessman too. You guys made it to the end, and then you announced not long ago that you had split up. Do you guys still keep in contact?
So we split up in October, and we were together for just over 12 months.
Yeah.
Because the show's pre-filmed.
Yeah.
And we do not, sadly, keep in contact at the present.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm kind of happy about that. Me and my partner were like, nah, she's too good for him the whole time anyway. So. Yes.
Oh, well, I hope he's not listening.
Oh, well. Hey, Leighton, no, come at me. No, I'm joking. No, but that's good.
Melinda, we want to know all about this season of MAFS. It looks like it's set to have next level drama. The trailer suggests that there's a contestant that gets booted from the show for repulsive behaviour. Are you able to tell us anything about that?
So, obviously, there's a lot of whispers going on between everyone. Mm. I know that this season is going to take it to the next level. I'm so excited. I have my popcorn ready. Like, I cannot wait to be a viewer again. And I'm just like, you better deliver me the drama and all that MAFS is. I have heard on the grapevine that this year there's not like one or two villains, there's like six of them.
Really?
Whoa.
Wow. Well, there's this one guy, there's an ad at the moment, his name's Jack, and he's labelled himself as the dominant alpha groom.
Yeah,
he looks gross.
Like he looks like a modern day Fabio.
My God, and he's like, women find this hard to find now. I'm like, God, mate, every bloody guy is a freaking dominant alpha male these days. Are you serious?
I would say it's because we're not looking.
Yeah, exactly. No one's looking for you, bro. That's why.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I saw that, I was like, we would not get along.
Oh my God, I could not imagine you two together. And
he would be my target at the dinner party.
Yeah.
Right from the get-go.
Yeah, he's like another Harrison, isn't he?
I've heard that he's a 2.0 Harrison.
Is he? Interesting.
I have had a little suss of the cast list, actually. It looks like a great batch of very interesting singles. There's like the Natalie, the sweet brunette, and then there's this guy who speaks, I think, Italian on the ad, Tim. Do you know of any other like key players that maybe we should look out for this season?
I've heard Sarah and Lauren. I read somewhere, now that I'm a viewer, I get to like read things. And I was reading that they had a gay couple on there, and one of those had left, so they had to replace. They had to replace them 2 weeks in, so they're maybe putting that together, because that's not the first time that they've had someone 2 weeks in leave the show, and then they replace them and then make them intruders.
Now, there's new rules this year. No OnlyFans, apparently. Public relationships outside of the experiment are a big no. Brand collabs and talking to media without approval and spoiling things. How do you think they're going to go stopping people doing this?
Oh, I don't think they're going to stop them.
No.
I feel like it's a special breed that go on MAFS and they're there to cause chaos.
Yeah. What happens when, just say, Harrison last year, he went a bit rogue, or Bronte went a bit
or
rogue.
Dan,
Or Dan, yeah. What happens in those instances? What do you guys get an email or a call being like, hey, you shouldn't have done that?
So I've heard they really tighten the ship this time. I've also heard that, I'm not sure if this is correct, but people from The Bachelor say that they get paid. They get paid like $5,000 to not leak anything, and they get paid that at the end of the airtime. So it's like a little dangle of a carrot.
Yeah.
You get a $5,000 payout. So I wouldn't be surprised if MAFS put something like that in, and if not, they should.
Yeah.
But I think what happens is, like, you'll get an email, it'll threaten, like, obviously, legal proceedings. And, like, the contracts are very, very strict. There's no way around them. I think that, like, one of the first paragraphs is something about, like, they own us. We own everything, our voice, our name, our face, everything.
Yeah.
Which is all in our contracts.
Soul.
So, yeah, like, we fully know that. It is all in our contracts. We just all think it's not going to happen to us.
Yeah, right.
But are you glad that you did it, Melinda?
I'm so glad I did it. I think, like, during it, I was like, what am I doing? This is actually, like, I can't do this. I've got to leave. Like, I feel like all of us wanted to leave the experiment halfway through, but you power on. And, I mean, you know, mine was good because at the time I came off the show with, you know, well, who I thought was the love of my life. But I came off with a partner and I learned a lot about myself. You know, I had businesses before and everything, but now in my salon, like, every day I meet someone that's a mass fan. Like, so it's really cool.
Yeah.
So I think like there's a lot of people that'll whinge about it, and at times I could whinge about things too, but I wouldn't change it and I don't regret it. And I thought it was a blast. I had a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Melinda, thanks so much for joining us on The Pulse. We can't wait for this season to start on Monday and all of the rivalries and the heartbreak and the betrayals and twists and turns to come.
I cannot wait. Yay.
Legend. Thanks, Melinda.
Thank you so much.
Math starts Monday, Jan 29 on 9 and 9 Now. This is The Pulse.